Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
One day only, Thanksgiving Day deals are coming to Lowe's.com. Plus, members get early access to online Black Friday doorbuster deals on gifting favorites, like the still-trending Cobalt Mini Toolbox for just $14.98. Don't miss up to 50% off for one day only at Lowe's.com. We help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change. While supplies last.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Back here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports. Just had Mitch Holthus, Sean Smith. Coming up at 9 o'clock, we'll have Matt McMullen for the roundtable at 9:17. But now...
And we'll have Jay Query on.
That's right, 8:45. Inside from the Indianapolis Colts
perspective.
Yeah. That'll be good. Corrections department. Binkley still knows more about mid-majors than anybody at this stage.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday doorbuster deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top-load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time doorbuster deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you, and everyone on your list, at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores, or dsw.com.
Okay. Just let me tell you that right now, okay? I'm going to tell you that right now. And you had a Jack's Pizza last night.
I did.
Very
for
good. Yeah, for Jay, right? Yeah. Speaking of Jay, Jasper texted me yesterday. He goes, they don't cut their pizzas anymore at Jasper's. Okay. And he heard us talking about it. And
what,
I said,
have I brought a pizza cutter?
No. He said back when they had this place at 75th and Warnell before they moved out south, they would give everybody a pizza cutter with their pizza so they could cut it at home. Because he says what happens is the pizza steams in the box and it gets runny, basically. So if you cut it, it all steams, and that's why you get a soggy pizza. So if you don't cut the pizza, it doesn't have the opportunity for the sauce and the cheese to kind of sog up. So when you get it at home, it's still crispy. That's why they don't cut it, because if you cut it, all the stuff runs into the cracks and it creates the sog. I'm like,
Jasper,
I never thought about that in my entire life before, but that's like the stuff he's thinking about that we're not thinking about.
So
he's the best, right? Yeah. So, he called me yesterday. He's like, yeah, we don't cut our pizzas because of that. Because if you do, it all kind of seeps in, and then the crust gets, you know, watery.
Damn.
And so Binkley with the pizza cutter and the divorce may have been ahead of the game.
He's an artist, man, when it comes to the food. He just knows. Well, Binkley, a little different. No, it's still art. Art is about perspective.
Yeah, there's artists, and then there's art.
Yeah.
All right, Mac, your name's at the top. Rip it away, brother. Rip it away.
Oh, man. Here we go. Okay. All right. It's the details. We've compared the Broncos game last week to the Jags game earlier in the season. That's what we've done all week. Well, let's keep that comparison up. What happened after that Jaguars game? They cleaned it up, and they played arguably their best game all season, and they definitely played their best two games of the season back-to-back against the Lions and the Raiders.
Mm-hmm.
It's put-up-or-shut-up time, and I still trust this team to do that, and so should you. Mahomes and Andy are going to find this easy button again. They're going to find it in the forms of 87 and number 4. Both those guys are going to score. Both of them are going to have at least 5 receptions. Travis Kelce and Rashee Rice, that is. We'll still see at least 3 deep shots from Patrick Mahomes. I don't think they're going to completely get rid of that in their game. We'll see at least 16 total carries from the running backs. Mahomes has 0 turnovers.
Wait, hang on a second. I'm sorry to interrupt. You said 16 total.
If you want me to be specific, 10 from Kareem Hunt, 6 from Pacheco. This team has less than 5 penalties. Chris Jones has back-to-back good games, and Spags listens. He blitzes, and he gets to Daniel Jones early and often. Jonathan Taylor, less than 100 total yards on the ground. I don't know about all purpose, but on the ground specifically, less than 100. Chiefs win in tight fashion, 24-20.
All right. I like that. All right. For me this week, who really is Andy Reid? Who really is Patrick Mahomes? We know exactly who those guys are when this team is winning and it's fun. But when their backs are against the wall, we really don't know who they are. They've not been in those situations before. At times in games, we've seen it. Sometimes it's good when they have their backs against the wall. Sometimes it's not. Patrick Mahomes throwing interceptions. This is the first time their season is on the brink. And that's what I mean by the first must-win game. There's never been really a season on the brink like we're seeing right now. Not Jay Brinkley, but the brink right now.
Nice.
We will know who Mahomes and Andy Reid really are after this game. And we need Andy to run the ball. Pacheco needs over 20 carries if he's playing in this game. No excuses. 87 needs to be the top receiver on Sunday. He will be. He'll get into the end zone. In fact, he and 15 take over the game. They took what they did in Denver and they elevate that to the next level. They show the Colts that they are still the best duo in the NFL. Chris Jones continues where he left off and has a big day. And when the Chiefs have set their minds to something and stopping a running back, what do? They stop that running back, right? So I expect them to stop the running game and Jonathan Taylor for the Indianapolis Colts. He'll be held under 100 yards. Chiefs win 24-14.
Whoa.
Ooh, baby.
24-14. Is this the first time in 15 years you haven't said 35-0?
First time in the Mahomes-Andy Reid era, yeah.
Wow.
So at least almost a decade. Bobby Betts doesn't go 35-0.
Okay, it's real.
That's why I saw that script. It just said Chiefs win. I didn't see anything else.
That's why I didn't put it in
there.
I was
on pins and needles, dude.
Man, I'm nervous
now.
Look
at you. All right, here we go.
I was only close once in 10 years, so.
Mm-hmm. Take your money and run.
That's right.
You know. Here we go. Big game, big team. Colts do a lot of stuff that the Chiefs struggle to stop with stuff like play action, running with control, with a lead running back. And one hell of a tight end. That being said, I've read the room this week. I've heard what people have said. I get what's going on. But what we've seen the most this week is that we've focused on the Chiefs being a predictable team. There's some doubt within the verbiage that's been used by coordinators, coaches, and players. We did not hear a whole lot of belief when we had Nate Taylor on the show of ESPN. I was a little in disbelief having Mitch Holtis on the show on this Friday. But you know what? I do see the Chiefs blitzing a lot. I see the Chiefs getting to Daniel Jones. I think they can cause him to force a turnover, whether that be a fumble or an interception. I really do look at this game as less is more. Go to Travis Kelce. I see that because I can see Mahomes doing that. 5 for 65, maybe finding him in the red area in this game, getting him another touchdown that Bob would love. I think mistakes are, and I think they can take advantage of it. Lean on the pros like Kelce, like I said, 5 for 65. I think Rashee Rice could have a good game in this game. I don't think Sauce Gardner is that scary in my personal opinion. I could see Rashee Rice having 8 for 79 and also a touchdown. I think Taylor is going to have 100-plus yards. I think he is going to run on this defense. I think Ty Warren is the biggest problem that this defense is going to face. And yet, here we are once again. Nobody's talking about the tight end for the Indianapolis Colts like nobody talked about the tight end for the Buffalo Bills. Mm-hmm. I can see him absolutely owning that middle of the field, charging Chiefs players rent for their time being there, not owning it, but being there. This game is going to look, to my personal belief, a lot like that Buffalo game. Can the Chiefs change history? Would like to say I would like to take the Chiefs in this game. I don't know if I can. So I'll take the Chiefs this week to lose to the Indianapolis Colts, 28-24, season's over. It's time to rebuild, get a facelift, and change the direction of this team. The Chiefs will lose this game, 28-24, to the Indianapolis Colts.
All right.
I stand on mother effing business, dude.
That's fair. Absolutely.
I can't argue with you.
No.
I'm not going to. I wouldn't be smart.
Oh, they'll stop James Cook, 114. Dalton Kincaid, he hasn't shown it, 100. Touchdown.
Do you realize the Bills have now lost 4 of their last 7 games, too? And they're still in the playoff, huh? Mm-hmm. You know?
Like, yeah, they've won 1-score games.
I know. They have. And that, look, once winning 1-score games, that's coaching.
I mean, they beat the Chiefs in a 1-score game. Yes, they lost to Miami. They lost to the Houston Texans on the road in a short week. I don't know if that's that big of an upset. I mean, the Colts were, what, 5.5-point favorites?
Just a Davis Mills is the thing that I would
And he's
in
been
there.
Great.
He's been good. Yeah. He's good.
He's been really
good.
They
said something about his, like, 17-game average, which is always skewed. I hate it, but I bring
he's
it up.
He's on pace for 40 touchdowns, 6 interceptions.
And 4,000 yards.
Yeah. It's insane.
Is no, there a CJ Stroud conversation?
Maybe the Jets will try to get him. No, the Jets should try to get him if they can't get Joe Burrow this offseason. We'll get to our parlay here in just 1 second. Mitch said something as you were kind of going through, and you mentioned Mitch and it really got me to thinking, like, hey, special teams, hey, Tobe, you going to show up this week?
Mm.
I mean, Mitch said they haven't returned a kick for a touchdown since COVID.
God. Bills have 7 this season.
We have not returned a kick for a touchdown since COVID, Mitch said. That may be the most alarming, glaring thing I've seen in months. I had no idea. The last time we returned kicks, we were standing 6. No wonder we did it. Everybody's 6 feet apart. We're allowed to touch the guy.
Mm-hmm.
I think Dusty said it yesterday, and I'll agree. I mean, if they do lose this game, do miss the playoffs, it does feel like he could be that fall guy with how badly they performed.
The special teams have been awful this
year.
I mean, Butker, the missed extra point, as Mitch was talking about, that was like, God, you know? That missed
penalties?
Extra point, penalties. The penalties on special
every
teams.
Time.
Not being able to, not knowing what the landing zone is.
Yeah, exactly.
And again, I'm not watching every kick on every team, but it sure seems like Harrison Butker is struggling with this landing zone thing.
Seems like Dave Tobe's struggling.
It seems like everybody's struggling right now. Like this, as a special teams unit I'm talking about, they've not been good. This year. I mean, they've been that Jack Cochran. I know he almost blocked that kick. That guy's got more penalties than Juwan Taylor.
If your highlight is an almost, then I'm good.
Yeah, exactly.
If your highlight through 3 months is I almost did something, yeah, I'm good.
Yeah.
I want to bring this up real quick because I'm obviously going to get, I mean, you know, shredded for my take. Fire Dusty. Tuning out for the rest of the day. Dusty needs to be fired. I have picked the Chiefs to win every single game since I have been a part of this program and on After Hours. This is the first time I don't pick the Chiefs. And people want me to be fired because I'm not a homer. I'm not biased. I'm not being, oh, Chiefs are going to win this game 35-14. Chiefs are going to win this game 42-12. They're the best. Because I go with what I believe. And
you're not wrong.
And the one time in the history of doing this on Instagram or this show, After Hours, Red Reaction, I've always picked the Chiefs. And the one time, because I'm going off of what I am seeing, what I am hearing, and what I believe. Yeah. Yet, we'll see how everybody feels on Monday. Coming up on the other side, we will get to our Friday Chiefs Parlay. It is brought to you by Circa Sports. Sports betting the way it should be is coming soon to Missouri with Circa Sports. Coming up, it's a Friday Chiefs Parlay. Here we go. One more time. 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City Sports.
This is Fesco and Dusty, brought to you by Golden Oak Lending. Do you need extra cash? Golden Oak Lending can convert your home's equity into cash in as little as 14 days. Let Golden Oak Lending cure your blues. Your home for K-State Athletics. 96.5 The Fan.
Oh, that's great. I got a do better text. Kiss my ass. Oh, it's great.
Get bent.
That's great. I hope when you don't make a sale and somebody's like, oh, you didn't make that sale, fire that guy. Oh, that's so great. That's so great. We'll see what happens. Prove me wrong. Prove me wrong. Or maybe it's reverse psychology. You'll never know. Monday, it'll be a decision to be made because it'll be Mac and myself. Bob will take a back seat to Jaycee as he goes to hang out with his lovely family for Thanksgiving. So Mac and I will hold it down Monday, and then Mac and Drew will be back on Friday.
Friday.
There you go.
Hosting 8 to 11. So different hours of operation on Friday. They'll keep you in tune with that.
Yep.
It'll be 8 to 11, 11 to 2, and 2 to 5. And Carrington will be there from 2 to 5. And then the midday show, is that Logan and Binkley?
I think that's Logan and Bink.
Okay. A lot of mid-major Mac talking going
exactly
on.
There you go. Yeah.
Somebody says Frank White was fired when he was critical of the Royals. Hope that's not Dusty's result.
Oh, my God. That didn't come in on the text
it did
line.
From the 816.
Oh, my
did.
God. Yeah. What did Dusty say that's been wrong?
I mean, comp to Frank White.
Dusty wasn't being paid by the franchise walking around the team hotel where they were putting him up, bad-mouthing him to other organizations behind their back. I mean, that didn't happen with Dusty.
Yeah, I wanted Jackson County to keep the stadium.
Yeah, he wanted Jackson County to keep the Royals and Chiefs. That didn't happen to him. He didn't walk around and tell everybody he should have been manager of the team for 20 years.
That's awesome.
I mean, come on. Look, jeez, Frank White.
Yeah, dude. Frank White was fired for when he was critical of the Royals. Hope that's not Dusty. Yeah,
he was an employee of the Royals that was critical to other teams, walking around the team hotel telling other scouts that the team stunk.
Yeah. I mean, yeah.
Completely different. Let's not start this, okay?
Yeah. Somebody's like, Rob today on the drive. Dusty is washed.
That is funny. I like that one.
Dusty's washed.
Somebody says props to Dusty for being real. Rob also on the drive today will say that Dave Tobe is washed.
Well, I mean, there's conversation to be had about the special teams guys. I mean, quietly we've been talking about it, you know, but openly, like the comment by Mitch that they haven't returned a kick for a touchdown since COVID is just, I mean, it's bizarre. And then to see all the penalties that are happening on special teams, it's an undisciplined special teams. Look, like, offensively, it's just an undisciplined team from top to bottom at this point in time with all the penalties. That's what tells you you're an undisciplined team. You got double digit penalties.
Yeah, somebody says, I support you, Dusty. What has this team shown that they should win? Again, let's just go back to the artifacts. I have picked the Chiefs to win every single game they have played for the last 3 years. I have been wrong multiple times. So I'm just reading the room, dog. That's all I'm doing. Let's get to our Friday parlay because, again, I'll probably be hated for this as well, but that's okay because Cat Williams told me if you wake up in the morning with three haters, you should be disappointed the next morning if you don't have six. So Chiefs Friday parlay brought to you by Circus Sports. Sports betting the way it should be is coming soon to Missouri with Circus Sports. Mac Attack, mid-major Mac Morey, what do you have for your leg of the parlay?
Man, I don't know why these lines for Travis are still like this. You can get Travis Kelce to have 50 receiving yards at minus 130 right now on DraftKings. That just feels like a hit for me, almost even money. You'll get plus money at 60 yards receiving. Kelce's a top five tight end in football this year, and he's going to get he's going to get around the most targets on the team.
Top two tight end in football. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's fine. Yeah, absolutely.
Trey McBride, Travis Kelce, and then Jake Ferguson, I believe, are the top three tight end productions this season.
Yeah. So, Kelce at 50 for even money feels like a steal. I'll take that.
Okay. You're going to go with Kelce I'm going to go with Kelce for an anytime touchdown on this one.
So that's
plus 130.
True. So Bobby Bett stays true there.
Well, yeah, I think, look, man, I think you can sense from Travis Kelce. He knows I don't have much time left on this, man. I'm going to go out there and I'm going to dominate the rest of the way and I'm going to give my team everything I have. And if we don't make the postseason, at least I can say I gave it everything I had in my final year to will this team across the finish line. I think Travis is going to be big on Saturday or on Sunday, guys. I really do. Like, I just sense it this week. He's pissed off. He's pissed at Juwan. He's pissed at the situation. He's pissed they didn't win. I love everything that Travis Kelce has been about this year, and I know he's going to rise his level of play, and I think he's going to go out there and stick it to the Indianapolis Colts. That's how I feel about that. That's been the track record. We need it for another month. Let's go.
I'm going to go with what I also think is absolutely absurd is Ty Warren over 50 and a half reception yards. That doesn't register to me, but I think it is. I think it's a fair thing to take because from what I look at Vegas, when they look at Ty Warren, I don't know if like we're just, you know, not respecting the fact that he's been one of the better tight ends in the league this year. But when you look at like what he's done this season as a rookie tight end, I mean, it's insane. So you can get Ty Warren over 50 and a half yards for -114.
Wow.
Yeah, similar to Travis in that. That's just even money, dude. And he's going to get targeted. Not only that, this defense can't cover.
Was Travis's receptions like 4.5 or was it 5.5?
I think it was 5.5, wasn't it? Didn't you say 5.5?
His over under, let me see. Reception.
4.5.
Oh, it's 4.5. Wow.
So is Ty Warren. Double dip on the tight ends?
Yeah, I don't hate that.
Because that's where I think, so all those together is +450.
Just went up, actually. Plus 485.
Plus 485.
Oh, look at that.
So Kelce for 50 yards.
Yep.
Kelce anytime touchdown and Ty Warren over 50 and a half yards is 485 or 465?
Sorry, 485.
485 if you want to trail us.
That's not bad.
No, that's not bad at all. 10 to win you 40, or I guess, yeah, 10 to win you 48.
Yeah. That's great. That's good.
That's solid.
Yeah, that's really good. That's a great return on investment, man. It's a 400% return or something.
Quadrupling your money. Yeah. Almost, $50 bet there to win. But I do say that this matchup intrigues me because I do see this matchup as the veteran versus the rookie. And what I mean by that is Travis Kelce versus Ty Warren. This is where I think the game could be. Because if you do believe that the Chiefs will stop Jonathan Taylor, but somebody is going to eat for the Colts, then you would assume that it will be Tyler Warren. Or Ty Warren. It's not Tyler. It's like Josh Klingler. It's not Joshua. Mm-hmm. And Travis Kelce has been that dude all year. And I have said all week this week, the go with less is more. Go with Kelce. If they're going to give it to you, just take it. Right?
Yes.
If you're playing the Lakers and you're like, you know what? We're just not going to let Luka beat us. We're not going to let Luka have 40 and 12 and 9. We're going to make the 42-year-old LeBron James go out there and beat us.
LeBron James.
And LeBron James today, which we all can see that in his first debut, he had like, what, 12 points, like 11 assists or something like that. That's the game that LeBron is going to play for the Lakers. But there might be a game where LeBron has to be that guy. It doesn't need to be every game because he's not that guy anymore. But there can be those days where LeBron James is the LeBron of the past and now LeBron is the aging Magic Johnson where it's like, hey, I'm going to be the big body ball distributor and I'm going to make sure that Austin Reed gets it. I'll make sure Luka gets it. I'll make sure I just spread it around. And then when I have to take care of my business, I'll go get my 12 to 18. But there's going to be some games this year that LeBron James is probably going to have like 25, 30 points. You'll be like, he still got it. Like in this game where Travis Kelce can be the guy where if you take the Lakers mentality and you're like, you know what? We're not going to let Rashee Rice beat us and we're not going to let Xavier Worthy go over the top. But you know what? We'll let Travis eat. Well, sometimes when you have that mentality, that can beat you because then all of a sudden, yeah, that might have been your mentality going into the game. It's just, you know what? If Travis has 8 for 90 or does what he did, look, Denver gave up 9 for 91 and a touchdown to Travis Kelce. Who won the game? The Denver Broncos won the game.
Mm-hmm.
But if you do that with the Colts at Arrowhead, I think the Chiefs can be favored. So go with what's less is more. Let Travis Kelce continue to do this because the plan for Travis Kelce was to load management him until the playoffs started.
Well, the playoffs are here.
Well, guess what?
It started.
The playoffs ain't here. They're here now in a regular season game. So let that man do his thing. Also, you're going to see Ty Warren, who has the potential to be that next great field of tight ends. Brock Bowers, Ty Warren, Trey McBride, Jake Ferguson, all those guys can be the next. Mark Andrews, Travis Kelce, George Kittle, Greg Olsen, type of molds that we've seen kind of go off into the future. Sam Laporta could be there as well. But I think that this is one of those games where, to me, that's the matchup. It is Tyler Warren and Travis Kelce. whose defense is going to stop that man from wrecking this game? Because 50 and a half yards for Ty Warren, could be done in the first half if they let him do his thing. If you're going to take Jonathan Taylor out and say, hey, let the rookie beat us, advantage Chiefs. If you're going to take Rashee Rice out and Xavier Worthy and let the veteran beat us, Travis Kelce, advantage Chiefs. So I'm interested to see where these tight ends go up against each other in this game of almost like a, hey, kid, I'm not done yet. You're good. You're special. You'll be at tight end university next year if he wasn't there this year. You'll be there for many, many years. But it's still my league.
It's still my league, and that's what you have to do. But also, too, here's something unique that I'd like to see, and I think Nate Taylor talked a little bit about it, or I don't remember where I was reading it, or we were talking about the stop moving the ball down the field on the first drive, right? Stop allowing the offense to just go down the field and bend. Go out there and start the game with an F and three and out if you're putting your defense on the field first. And when was the last time we saw the Chiefs' offensive script have success?
The Raiders.
Yeah, 31-0. They looked really, really good in the second half against Washington.
I mean, like that opening drive, you know, where every team moves the ball down the field and scores on us every single time. When was the last time we did that? When was the last time we took the football and went on a drive for 15 plays right down the field and shoved it up their ass? Three and outs. Like, that doesn't work in this game. You can't go three and out. You've got to have your best ready to go. And when you, and I'm going to steal from Dusty with this EGE thing, everybody going to eat? Stop that. Dusty's 100% right on that. This is the time of the year where you have to batten down the hatches, right? It's like a baseball team. Are you going to the guy who can't get anybody out in September? Hell no, you're not. That guy's going to take a back seat and he's going to pitch when the game's out of hand. That's where we are with this offense right now. Who do you trust on this offense? Honestly, I'm asking you, who do you trust on this offense? You trust 87. You probably trust 29.
Uh-huh. I trust Rice.
You do trust Rice?
I do trust Rice.
Okay.
He had two drops last week. I still trust him.
Okay, you can trust Rice. Four. So you got maybe three players on this offense that you can trust. That's what you're saying, right? I'm not going to disagree with you. I don't know who else I would put in that category right now.
Juju?
You got to trust him if he's coming back with a knee brace on wanting to play, knowing what the situation is.
Yeah.
I trust Kareem more.
I do probably trust Kareem more at this point.
I trust Juju.
Yeah, Juju to make, you know, but he did have two holding penalties last week, right? Each week, you're like, yeah, I trust this guy. But point of the matter is there's probably about three guys that you can truly trust on this team. So eliminate all those other guys that you 100% aren't in on, can't trust at this point in time, and utilize and go to the guys that you know are going to be there for you. Again, 3rd and 2, and we're throwing a pass to some guy who hasn't played all year.
Yeah, Noah Gray is in on obvious passing downs. 87 is nowhere to be found.
Yeah.
Rashee Rice sitting multiple drives in the second half, or at least one drive in the second half. He's just not in on the three plays. They go three and out. There should never be, ever, the rest of the season, a sequence that goes more than two plays that Rashee Rice and Travis Kelce are not on the field together.
Right.
And has to happen.
And one thing is that Mitch kind of talked about was we talked about the predictability, right? And how this offense is predictable. And Mitch had mentioned, you know, it's predictable sometimes based on personnel. When Bashard Smith's in the game, everybody knows you're passing the football.
Yeah.
He was drafted as a running back.
To a team that needed running backs.
To a team that needed a running back. And now everybody's like, yeah, when he's in the game, they're throwing
they're
the football.
God.
I know he was a receiver that was converted to running back.
I don't care.
But he was drafted as a running back.
I like these two texts for a guy that you might trust. This is says, Jake here, Thornton needs to get on the field. He has proven he can play, and him and Mahomes
Good
have a chemistry.
Agreed.
And then from the 816, I also trust Thornton.
Yep, the hands down, wonderful text. Mm-hmm. I agree. Yeah,
I agree.
Thornton's another one of those guys. Yeah.
And don't just trust him for the 50-yard deep balls. Like, give him another thing.
Right.
Give him something else. See what he can do.
Yeah, exactly. It doesn't have but that's predictability.
Yes.
Thornton's on the field. They're going
50-yard
deep.
50-yard bomb. Yeah, exactly.
There's no originality there. I can see that. Oh, AD's on the field. Back up.
Exactly.
Back up.
Yes.
You know, that's like, remember when you were in Little League and the, you know, like me would come up and the fat kid, all right, everybody come in. This guy not going to get, like, but that's what we're doing, right? Thornton's on the field. Back up. Get back there. They're going deep. And then they go deep. They literally called it out.
Yep. It's tough, man. What is it? Third down and long? Is that what it was? The opposing teams are 70% success rate?
I think it was, yeah. I have to look at the
something like that.
Third
yeah.
down, 70%.
And Spags has never been over 60.
Yeah.
Right.
Again, reading the room. We're this close. You're 0-5 in one score games.
It's not this close.
Like if this game, like where will you be if this game is 27-21 with 1:30 left, the Chiefs have the ball in the 30?
Puking. And I mean, we're not doing a whole tailgate or anything, so it's not going to be like there's booze in the system.
Because I will say, and I will say this, if they have the ball with 1:30 left down by six,
like CD lambing this thing.
I will not say, like, I will not have the mentality of being like, watch them screw this up. I'll say, okay, let's see what you got.
Let's see what you got.
Instead of being the guy that's always like, they're fine. It's more so the narrative now will be like, all right, go prove me wrong.
Who's your daddy?
Right. Like, go be that Mahomes. Go be that guy. Because I asked you to be the guy from Temple of Doom that rips the heart out of the Denver fans. Didn't do it. Got outplayed by Bo Nix. Facts.
Don't get outplayed by Daniel Jones.
Please don't. Please don't. Because I'd love to be proven wrong. I really do believe that. And you wanted to prove us wrong on A.J. Brown's comments.
Yeah, well, I think just the whole A.J. Brown situation, this has just been a total soap opera, right? Even going back to last season.
Years. Yeah, I mean, this is like Luke and Laura on Days of Our Lives.
Unbelievable. So A.J. Brown's most recent comments, which I can pull up here and play for the audience here real quick. This is what A.J. Brown had to say about, well, he's not been the same. This is what he says about his other teammates. Right here.
What would you say to, there's been speculation out there that you are not the same player you once were. What would you say to those people?
I guess Saquon ain't the same player either.
So he said, I guess Saquon ain't the same player either, which I will.
He's not wrong.
Yeah, he's not wrong. And I will say that is kind of a line of demarcation of, okay, maybe this has gone a little bit too far. That comment I was not okay with from A.J. Brown throwing other teammates under the bus at that point. That is, maybe we need to do something about this at this point.
Right.
But as far as just what he's upset about this whole season and last year, like, he's right.
Mm-hmm.
This offense sucks. They should be good. They shouldn't have to be counting on their defense to win these games.
Right.
They shouldn't be leading the league in three and out percentage. A.J. Right. Brown shouldn't have two targets, zero receptions in games. They shouldn't have a whole half where Jalen Hurts doesn't have a completion. It's unacceptable, and there's no reason for it. He's right. This offense sucks, and he should be mad. I should be getting the ball. I'm good. I'm getting paid. You're not giving me a chance to make this better. Yeah, I think he should be upset.
I don't disagree with you at all, but there's a way to do it, too.
That's where I'm at. I think you there's know? Like an in-house way to do that.
There's a way to do it. Like, when you're in front of the media, as much as we want these guys to say stuff, the best thing to do is not say a damn thing. I was listening to, you know, whatever yesterday, and their player comments. I'm like, oh, this is useless. I mean, it really is. Everybody's like, well, I'm just going to get out there, the good Lord willing, one play at a time. Mm-hmm. I'm like, oh, rolling my eyes. It's such nonsense. And A.J. Brown says this stuff, and then we crush him, and we wonder why people don't say it, right? He does need to handle that in-house, though, and be a good teammate, because your team is winning. I mean, I hate to break it to you. For the first time in 20 years, the same team is winning the NFC East, okay? And it's the Philadelphia Eagles. And so you're on a winning team. You don't need to bring all that negative attention towards your operation. Handle that behind the scenes. By all means, handle that behind the scenes. And yes, he was asked the question. I understand all that. But at the end of the day, maybe you don't make him available also for the media to be in the locker room. Like, to say you're not going in there today.
Yeah, because one thing that we have been told is that Sirianni is there to kind of be the glue between the egos.
Yep.
And it's worked. He's got a Super Bowl championship. When it was, you know, 2 years ago, they were kind of falling apart and mm-hmm. they didn't make it. Then last year they made it and won it. And this year they're, what, the second best team in the NFC? It's the Rams and the Eagles, or you could say them or the other one.
Yep.
Like, it's one of
those
one.
Two. Yep.
Right.
I also would say, like, I think that's a good point to bring up Sirianni, because, like, what coach are you? Because you're not the X's and O's guy. You're not the draw it up scheme guy. So are you like the Phil Jackson? Because it doesn't seem like you're that either, because Phil Jackson's like, hey, I'll take a bunch of stars, bunch of personalities.
Hey, he created a triangle offense.
Yeah, and you know, that's all great, but I'll make these personalities work. I'll make these egos work together. I'll find places to make them happy. Yes, Dennis Rodman, go to Vegas for 48 hours. We'll see you. We'll get you. Yes, Michael Jordan, you're the best. Yes, Scottie Pippen, we're going to pay you a little bit more. I'll talk to Reinsdorf or whatever his name is. Right?
Is Phil Jackson the best, or did he just take the right jobs?
Possibly, right?
Jordan, Kobe,
Jack. I mean,
the only bad job that he took was the Knicks. You know?
Either way, the perception is that he was able to work with these big personalities and make work. Sirianni ain't doing that either. So what are you? You lead the league in drama. Your offense, Sirianni, sucks. Everything that Sirianni is under, his umbrella, isn't good. The defense is good.
They should hire Kirby Smart.
Look, I've never been a fan of the guy. I remember when he was here as the ball washer for Todd Haley. I mean, like, it was like, this guy's the head coach now?
It's crazy.
Mm-hmm. But he's had success,
yes.
And so you can't take it away from him. You just can't. As much as we'd like to poke holes in it, and Philadelphia wants that guy fired every week, you just can't. He's done a really good job there. And this has really been the only problem that they're facing is A.J. Brown's mouth.
Mm-hmm. No doubt.
Kids walking down the hallway of his house.
He's doing
They're screaming in his parents' bedroom. opens the door, and there's his father dressed only in chaps. Mother's dressed in a cheerleading outfit with nothing on, and they're going at it. He says, Daddy, what's going on? He says, just go to bed, sweetie. I'll tuck you in 20 minutes. 20 minutes later, his father's walking down the hall. He hears screaming in his kid's bedroom. He opens the door. The kid's having sex with his grandmother. He said, Billy, what the hell are you doing? He said, it's not so funny when it's your mother, is it?
R.I.P. to Marty Funkhauser. Bob Einstein, R.I.P. Marty Funkhauser, baby. What a great joke.
Oh, my God. Marty Funkhauser is the best. Bob Einstein, rest
kids,
in peace.
Kid's walking down the hallway of his house.
He's telling
he's screaming in his parents' bedroom. Opens the door. There's his father dressed only in chaps. Mother's dressed in a cheerleading outfit with nothing on, and they're going at it. He says, Daddy, what's going on? He says, just go to bed, sweetie. I'll tuck you in 20 minutes. 20 minutes later, his father's walking down the hall. He hears screaming in his kid's bedroom. He opens the door. The kid's having sex with his grandmother. He said, Billy, what the hell are you doing? He said, it's not so funny when it's your mother, is it?
Maybe we could use a laugh on a Friday.
Of course. Oh, it's like I think it was the cast of Curb was all sitting around, and Bob Einstein's like, you want me to tell a joke? I'm like, no. Because, I mean, if you've seen some of his humor, it could be very, you know, raunchy. Not that that was that clean, but you know what I mean. At least it was clean and clean. But some of his jokes are raunchy. I mean, you've seen the Seinfeld reunion on Curb. If you haven't watched it, it's raunchy. But that's who he is as a comedian. So I think it's really funny when they say, I'm going to tell a joke. No! Oh, my God, he's telling it. He went and told it anyway. Like, I mean, he is such a – was a great human being at what he did, the comedy and all that. I mean, just, you know, Super Dave Osborne, Marty Funkhauser, the whole nine yards. His delivery is just impeccable, too, for me.
Timing.
Yeah.
I know a white lily. He was my favorite character on that show. From the 816, I drive a school bus filled with elementary kids and turn the radio on. And first thing we heard was, shove it up their ass.
We're not a children's show. Sorry. I'm not sorry for that. We're not a children's show.
I think they were being funny. They weren't mad. They said, whoops, LOL. Everybody on the text line says that Marty Funkhauser sounds like Jay Binkley.
He does kind of sound like, is this the best show or best game Holmes ever had? That clip is a little bit like that.
That sounds like Binkley?
That's what everybody thinks on the text line.
Really?
When Bink lost his voice, that one clip.
Oh, yeah, that one.
Best
yes.
performance Mahomes ever had.
Yes.
Let's go out to Indianapolis before we come back to Kansas City with Sean Smith. We talked to Jake Query of 107.5 The Fan in Indianapolis here on 96.5 The Fan. We get a visitor's perspective next on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
Good morning, Kansas City. This is Isaiah Pacheco, and you're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Chiefs football, 96.5 The Fan.
Brought to you by Golden Oak Lending. Do you need extra cash? Golden Oak Lending can convert your home's equity into cash in as little as 14 days. Let Golden Oak Lending cure your blues.
We're going to jump over to Indianapolis, get some analysis from the visiting team. Talk to Jake Query over here at 107.5, The Fan in Indianapolis. Jake, thanks for joining us today. Is there fear of the Kansas City Chiefs like there has been in the past for the Indianapolis Colts media?
Yeah, I think there is. I think anybody that you talk to here, you know, the reality is this. You kind of are your brand at some point. And I realize, and obviously you guys would know the intricacies more from a game to game on Kansas City than I, but nonetheless, whenever you have Patrick Mahomes, Andy Reid, and Travis Kelce, you know, I mean, if you look statistically at what he's doing this year, and, you know, when you think there might be kind of a drop-off, you know, clearly there's not, right? He's leading them in receiving. So, yeah, I think anytime it's the thing that to me has always been intriguing, and I've never really, you know, nobody's been able to put their finger on this, but for whatever reason, you know, going into this year, to answer your question, I guess long-winded here, but when the schedule came out, anybody you would have asked would have said, well, clearly this is the year where Patrick Mahomes finally gets his regular season win against Indianapolis, you know, the only franchise he hasn't beaten in the regular season. And then as it's gone on, you think, wait a minute, would they actually have a chance in this game? Because the Colts have obviously, you know, exceeded expectation, but they're starting to show, I think, a little bit of water coming through the dam in terms of what might expose them. And that is, if Kansas City can get to Daniel Jones, if they can put pressure on him and get him moving in the pocket, then things change a little bit. So I think it comes down to that. But anytime you got Mahomes and Andy Reid, though, coming up with offensive plays, yeah, you absolutely know you're in for a challenge.
Yeah, I'm glad you brought up Daniel Jones, because that's kind of how we started the show today, Jake. I said, with this calf injury now that's popped up, I think you got to force Daniel Jones to move all day in the pocket, pocket left, right, up, back, all just scramble, move, whatever it is, try to affect that calf. How serious is that injury, and what kind of impact should it have on the game tomorrow, or on Sunday?
You know, the reality is you're going to have to go off precedent here, and because we don't know, to answer your question on the Daniel Jones calf injury, we don't know because it popped up on the injury report for the first time yesterday. Now, you know, the precedent would be that the Colts in the last 2 years probably have been pretty cautious in terms of their injury report and honest. So we've seen guys pop up on a Thursday, then practice on a Friday, and nothing comes of it. Then we've also seen Julian Blackman that pops up on a Thursday, and we find out that he has an Achilles that keeps him out for the year. It's obviously not that, but we'll have a better idea today based on whether or not Daniel Jones practices. But the severity of it is unknown. It would be disingenuous for me to say otherwise, because none of us knew anything about this until all of a sudden it popped up on the injury report yesterday. But the reality is they've done a great job protecting him until Pittsburgh 2 games ago. And Pittsburgh started blitzing galore. He got uncomfortable. He started to show some of the New York Giant Daniel Jones, which is not being overly protective of the football. And then Atlanta, when they were in Germany, did the same thing. And they got heat on him, and that gets him uncomfortable. They are kind of a rhythm offense, and he is a rhythm quarterback. So if you can keep him off of that, that's where then suddenly some of that, like, negative New York Daniel Jones might be coming around.
So I'm glad you brought that up, Jake, because I wonder, you bring up the blitzing and the scheming and disguising. That seems like that's like, you know, Spags' MO. Is that something that you worry about with Jonathan Taylor, or is it going to be with the calf flare-up just a heavy, heavy Jonathan Taylor game and saying, hey, if Mahomes is going to beat us, prove it. If Jonathan Taylor is going to beat us, prove it.
Jonathan Taylor is, you know, right now, and I realize that MVP is a quarterback's league. I totally get it.
Shouldn't be.
But he right now is playing at that kind of a level, right? So they're going to get John. The thing about Jonathan Taylor, guys, that's interesting, Jonathan Taylor is not necessarily a between the tackles, every down 30 carries over the course of the game back. He's almost more of, if you look at his yardage, he gets a lot of chunk yardage on, and I mean this in a good way, on big breakaway plays. But he is a back that does get better as the game goes on. But typically that's almost by design of when you have a lead, then he salts clock for you and breaks one away and puts things away. So I don't know that you by design started out. Tyler Warren is the real curveball for Indianapolis' offense, because when you have a tight end like that, hell, I don't have to tell people in Kansas City this, when you have a tight end that you can use as kind of your bailout guy that then gets a yard after catch guy, that opens everything up. That softens the defense all over the place, and that's what Tyler Warren's been. So I think even if Jones's mobility is of question, then you go with the Tyler Warrens, the Josh Downs, the bubble screens, and the short pass yardage plays to get things going, and then you start seeing Jonathan Taylor. I think that's still what they would try to do.
What about from a defensive perspective? What are they going to try to do against this Chiefs offense, and what do they think about this Chiefs offense at this point in time? Because for all of us, it's predictable.
You ever been on a flight where there's turbulence all over the place and you're like, you know what, there's not much I can do here.
Yeah.
I'm just going to have to kind of hope this thing rides. I mean,
I had a flight attendant actually get on the loudspeaker and say, we're all going to die. Brace yourselves. It was awful. I'm not kidding. That flight attendant was met at the gate when it was a flight from San Antonio to Houston. So like literally up and down. That flight attendant was met at the gate and fired after we all got off that plane. Now the turbulence was bad.
That flight attendant has what we call in life like an inability sometimes to handle crisis.
Yes,
right?
Yes.
That seems a little extreme. Look, the Colts defense is not to that level, right? But it is one that they have worked relentlessly for years to be able to get pass rush, and they still have not been able to do it, frankly. Now, Liatu Latu is starting to come into form in year two, but DeForest Buckner being out is a huge blow to that defense, because they have good corners now. And that's the thing with Sauce Gardner and then with Charvarius Mooney Ward, if Mooney Ward is back and Sauce Gardner on the other side, who's only in game number two now for the Colts, but right there, that allows you to press up on the line a little bit more than normal. But the reality is that the Colts have not been able to get to quarterbacks with regularity, and that would allow, you know, Mahomes is a guy, let's be honest with you, the more time you give him, that's where disaster strikes for your defense. So the Colts have a bend, don't break defense, if you will, but certainly Mahomes is a break guy, right? He breaks you. So that's going to be the real question mark. Can they get to him? If they're going to get sacks, it's going to be coverage sacks because they've got a secondary that can lock down on guys and extend the amount of time that the quarterback has to sit back there and wait for something to open up.
Jake, I want to take a page out of our guy that does a show from 2 to 6. His name's Carrington Harrison, does a good job here in Kansas City. He always asks this question to certain people, and I'm going to ask you the same question. It's two-parter. Chiefs win if, Colts win if.
In all honesty, I think Chiefs win if they get Daniel Jones. If Daniel Jones doesn't play, which I cannot imagine that scenario, but Riley Leonard becomes your starter.
Ooh.
And, you know, then you're obviously taking a huge drop off here, right? But the Chiefs win if they can get to Daniel Jones and if they can get him uncomfortable. That's the key. And quite frankly, I think there's a little bit, not to simplify it, but for Indianapolis, I think it's the other way around. I think the Colts, if they're able to corral Patrick Mahomes, then I think that they've got a good chance. Look, the Colts' offense so far this year, even when Jones has had challenges the last couple of weeks of taking care of the football, I mean, obviously Pittsburgh got to them, but their offense, when you have Jonathan Taylor, and they've got a lot of weapons in terms of their receivers, their offense is, at the beginning of the year, it was on a historic level. Now, you can't maintain that forever. You're going to have to score some points against them, no question. You're going to have to score some points, but if the Chiefs are able to find some offensive consistency and get to Daniel Jones, then I think there's going to be a lot of partying in the parking lots there, even before, after the game, as well as before it.
JQ, we appreciate the time, brother. Keep doing your thing over there in Indy, and we'll have a doozy on Sunday at noon here in Kansas City. We appreciate it.
All right, guys, enjoy holiday shopping in the plaza.
Thank you, bud.
Thanks, man. It is 107 The Five of the Fan. The Fan with a Fan.
The Fan, the Fan.
They'll be on 10 to 2. They'll also be on from 2 to 6, so you'll get their perspective as well. I really like what Jake had to say. Coming up,
I feel better.
You do?
Yeah.
I do too, actually. Yeah. Still not you, Dusty.
No. No. Stand on business, baby. Coming up next, a guy that definitely stands.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
One day only, Thanksgiving Day deals are coming to Lowe's.com. Plus, members get early access to online Black Friday doorbuster deals on gifting favorites, like the still trending Cobalt Mini Toolbox for just $14.98. Don't miss up to 50% off for one day only at Lowe's.com. We help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change while supplies last.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan, equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Black Friday? More like Black Fry, yay!
Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
On business, that is Sean Smith. He joins us every Friday, and he's up next here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Chiefs football, 96.5 The Fan. Fesco and Dusty is brought to you by Golden Oak Lending. Do you need extra cash? Golden Oak Lending can convert your home's equity into cash in as little as 14 days. Let Golden Oak Lending cure your blues.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
One day only, Thanksgiving Day deals are coming to Lowe's.com. Plus, members get early access to online Black Friday doorbuster deals on gifting favorites, like the still-trending Cobalt Mini Toolbox for just $14.98. Don't miss up to 50% off for one day only at Lowe's.com. We help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change while supplies last.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.